This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Donald Trump's victory was in large part due to voters in rural areas like here in Wisconsin. Mike Moen reports.
While other contributing factors are discussed, a rural expert says it's clear longstanding political sentiments in smaller towns haven't changed. As the results from Tuesday night are examined, political analysts cite Trump's gain with Latino voters. Colby College's Nick Jacobs, who has written about rural issues, says the campaign also regained some ground in rural America that it had lost in 2020. Jacobs says if the media or political strategists try to again understand why these areas still largely back Trump, they have to resist preconceived notions.
We're going to see it again with these diner interviews, is that prior to even being interviewed, rural people were put into this prefabricated box. And the truth is that voters in rural places and urban places, they're complicated.
But Jacob says Democrats should keep trying to produce local candidates who can relate to these voters, adding that having both parties find success in rural America is good for democracy. Jacob says his research, along with separate polling, has shown that rural and urban voters often agree on certain issues.
Concerns about corporate monopolies, freedom within sort of the marketplace, whether that's for healthcare or reproductive rights. There are very few major policy issues that divide the two.
The Biden administration's big policy achievements, the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, have paved the way for a lot of rural investment. But Jacob says many projects aren't shovel-ready yet, and aren't likely to move the needle with rural voters hesitant to embrace them. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Bucks win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 18, but came roaring back to force overtime on the way to a 127-120 win over the Pistons last night in Milwaukee. The Bucks were shorthanded. Doc Rivers.
No Dame, no Chris Middleton, no Bobby Portis. So we're down to one living point guard on our team.
Giannis finished the night with 59 points and talked about what he told the younger players filling in.
You know, don't take these moments for granted. It's easy for me to kind of fold and say, guys are out. But no. We at the end of the day, you are here to do a job, which is compete.
NFL, the Packers face the Bears in Chicago Sunday. I asked Lucas Van Ness, who's going to replace Preston Smith on defense after he was traded to the Steelers.
Regardless who's here, it's always been a next up mentality. Whether it's myself, Mosby, Cox, JJ, we're all ready just to kind of fill in and help where we can. And that still stays the same.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The John and Gordy Show.
I went out to the car and I had to scrape ice off my window.
You're kidding.
Do you have a good ice scraper at least?
I have an excellent ice scraper, and thank God it was in the car yet.
I had to use like my credit card to scrape my windshield.
Oh no.
You know what works great is a cassette. What?
You actually used a cassette to hit the ice off your windows?
Yeah.
No. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with fantastic Mr. Aaron Zummers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this Thursday, November 14th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into our 2-year anniversary show. We have made it 2 years, Zomers. Congratulations and thank you to you.
And congrats and thank you to you as well.
Thank you so very much. We're just thanking each other. Coming up here at about 20 after the hour, a special surprise guest for our 2-year anniversary show.
I know who it is.
Jumping out of a cake, perhaps. Stay tuned. Not going to want to miss it. A rare appearance by our guest here coming up at 20 past the hour. Right now, though, I cannot think of a better person to spend our 2-year anniversary with than my friend, our ongoing contributor, friend of the show. He is a 2-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an author, an attorney, and a Navy vet, Matthew J. Flynn. Buy it wherever you get your books. Amazon, there's 5 of them. And if you got 5 kids, put one in each stocking. Whatever you need to do, go Matthew J. Flynn, these great books. You got Hunting Bernie Weber, the one about, this great, really it's a scavenger hunt, Matt, around Milwaukee. And I just, of all of them, that may be my favorite.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Hunting Bernie Weber is the one, the first one. And this is one where you have a young math genius who prove something with prime numbers that nobody knew for cryptology. Mm-hmm. And the CIA's after him. And if you know anything about UWM, mm-hmm. you know anything about River West, you know anything about Three Brothers Restaurant on the South Side, you're going to want to read this book, Hunting Bernie Weber. But yeah. I also have published China Code. I've published The Court of Last Resort. I've published Milwaukee Jihad. And I've also published Confessions of a Church Lawyer. And any one of those, they're great stocking stuffers.
Right.
Christmas, the holidays are coming. Stick them in the stocking, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
I do as well, Matt. Find out where books are sold under Matthew J. Flynn. Speaking of a court of last resort, might take that in order to get Matt Gaetz confirmed. Breaking news overnight. Matt Gaetz, the disgraced Florida congressman, who resigned yesterday as soon as Donald Trump landed on the tarmac at D.C. and nominated him to be the U.S. Attorney General. It was seemingly a surprise appointment, and it's not sitting well. I know, Matt, your time is short with us. People, as you say, do not hang up. We see you on the lines. And Kevin in Madison, you are up first. Thank you for your patience, Kevin. What have you got for Matt Flynn?
Good afternoon. Really enjoy your show. I appreciate it very much. That's been widely discussed that the Democrats have lost blue-collar working folks, and I think they have. Wealthy industrialists have been courting Republicans for years, trying to get them to approve these free trade agreements so that they could exploit workers overseas. And I believe that Bill Clinton was the first Democrat to pile on to that move, and I think he's ruined that for the Democratic Party. And I appreciate, I'd like to hear your take on that.
Well, you know, I appreciate the call, but I disagree. I think Bill Clinton was one of the best presidents that we have had certainly in my lifetime. And what he did was he tried to revive the Democratic Party. I think he did. He was elected to two terms. He's a good man. However, you're hitting the nail on the head in one respect, and that is billionaires have inserted themselves in both parties. And they control the Republican Party. Elon Musk and those people control the Republican Party. But in the Democratic Party, we have to make it very, very clear to people, very, very clear to people, that we stand with them, with working people. And, you know, Bernie Sanders did that. Joe Biden did that. He was a union guy his entire life.
Matt,
Go ahead. But anyway, that's my take on it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Appreciate the call. To quickly follow up on that, Matt, a quick answer if we can from you on this one to kind of piggyback on that. A caller, Tom, in Sauk County off the text line asks, is Elon Musk effectively the president of the United States now with his influence and money?
I think the answer is yes for a couple of reasons. He also has launched, you know, the Starlink system that's used in the Ukraine. So he has tremendous power over them. He has been involved in conversations between Trump and Putin, for Pete's sake. Mm. He's at Trump's side all the time. Trump is sort of like a medieval king. So, he's the guy. But the truth of the matter is that if he's he has early onset dementia, in my view. Trump does not have all his marbles. He's very emotionally disturbed, and a guy who sucks up to him. And Trump always introduces him as a genius who is the wealthiest guy in the world. And Trump respects that kind of stuff. And I think there is a real danger that he will affect policy in a way that we really don't want.
855-752-4842. One of your favorite callers, Matt, from WCFW in the Chippewa Valley, Gene from Eau Claire. Gene, what say you?
Happy second anniversary, and
thank you.
Great to hear Matt on this day. So thank you so much, guys. I was wondering now, the appointments of these people who are incompetent and questionable behavior and character, you know, to areas of national security, homeland security, intelligence, DOJ, military. I remember saying that Russia isn't going to attack us from the outside. They're going to attack all of our institutions. And who other great guy than Donald J. Trump to do it along with all of his little hackies? It's unbelievable, Matt. Do you have any suggestions what we can do to help with this issue and respond? Thank you.
Yes, I do. And, you know, Gene, you hit a very profound point. Abraham Lincoln said that the only way we can be defeated is from within. Abraham Lincoln said that. And that is exactly what's going on. Russia can't defeat us. China can't defeat us. Iran can't defeat us. But we can defeat ourselves. And Donald Trump is fanning the flames of internal division. And we have to stand tall as Americans, put our arms around each other in all parties, and stand up for America against Donald Trump.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Matt, you have to run, or you got time for a couple more?
I have time for a couple more. I'm in a car on the speakerphone, which ain't great sound. I know it's not great sound.
Actually, it doesn't sound too bad over there. It doesn't sound too bad. Keep them between the lines, Matt. We don't want any casualties here on the show.
I can stay on
all right.
As long as you don't mind hearing horns honking.
You're a man of the people, Matt Flynn.
I'm a good driver, damn it. I'm a good driver.
You are. Right. Quickly, let's go to Cedarburg. Mike in Cedarburg, if you can keep it brief, please. Mike, go right ahead.
It's an honor to talk to Matt Flynn. I'm 75-year-old conservative Democrat, and I listen to Matt on WAUK, and he's the voice of reason. And one of the things that I noticed with WAUK, because I like to listen to all sides and picks, was there's a lot of crazies on that station. And they're gonna double down. Now listen to me. They're gonna double down on even further left agendas. And Matt Flynn made a statement several weeks ago on your show where he explained that the country needs two parties, left center and right center. And the Democrats better decide to get on board and use some common sense. And I thought that what they did to Joe Biden, I felt bad for him. They shoved him out the door, and I'm, you know, and I understand he has some cognitive issues, but I think the far left has taken over the party, and it's not good. Right. That's my opinion.
I appreciate the call, Mike. Matt, before you answer, I just want to quickly, you know, my other colleagues at Civic Media, I'm proud to work with all of them. And look, one of the great things about Civic Media is there are different voices, and I think that's great to have different voices on this channel. But Matt, go ahead.
Yes, I agree. And thanks very much, Ted. And thank you, Mike, for your call. It is essential that we have two parties, center right and center left, both loyal to the United States and both loyal to our military. I enjoyed being a host. I really enjoy being on Todd's show because Todd is a voice of reason. I've made it clear to Civic Media if they want me to come back as a host, I'm happy to do it. So let them know that. But that said, I'm delighted to be on Todd Albaugh's show because he is a voice of reason, and you're absolutely right. We need two parties.
Wisco Paul, listening in on as he always does. Wisco, what have you got for Matt Flynn?
Hey, Matt, long time. I really miss your show, by the way. I hope they bring it back. But, hey, out of the three nominees you guys were talking about, not all of them are going to be rejected because it's just not going to happen. So out of the three, I'm thinking maybe that the lady, I can't think of her name offhand, she probably will get nominated or get okayed. And the other two, they just can't have them two. That defense secretary and Gates, I mean, they just can't do that. And if you talk about crazy, that's crazy in a Republican Party. But anyway, thanks. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. It's great to hear your voice again. And I'll say we've got to get rid of Matt Gates. You cannot absolutely not confirm a guy who is suspected of trafficking an underage girl for sex and dealing with illegal drugs. You can't do that. So right. He's number one. The other guy that I would like to see thrown out is this defense secretary. Who the hell is he? He's a Fox host who was in the military. Well, I was in the military. A lot of guys are in the military. 3 million of them. You look to a guy, you go, hey, would you want to be defense secretary? You know, there's 3 million employees and an $800 million budget. You want a head of a car company. You don't want some guy goes along in fatigues in the Army-Navy store. You go to the guy, you go, hey, you want to be defense secretary? I mean, what the hell is this? So that's bad news. Kristi Noem shot a dog. I mean, a puppy. I mean, this is sad. Kristi Noem takes a puppy to hunt, okay? Well, you're a puppy. He's chasing squirrels and rabbits. She whacks the hell out of him, takes him over to a ditch and shoots him. And she said he wasn't obedient or something. Yeah, he's a puppy, for God's sake. Don't shoot him. Give him back to the pound, and they'll find somebody for the guy. So you know, she has these cruel eyes. Listen, here's the thing. Somebody in the Republican Party has got to stand up on his hind legs and say we no longer stand for sadism, treason, and fraud. Somebody besides Liz Cheney has to say that. And Todd Albaugh, the two of them. They're the only ones.
The Johnny Cash song when Kristi Noem goes to Washington is "Don't take your guns to town, boys. Don't take your guns to town."
Oh, that's right. How would you like to date Kristi Noem?
Right.
You go, hey, wait, what the hell? Don't reach in your purse, please.
Not my type. Thank you, Matt Flynn. I appreciate you so much. Have a wonderful day. Right. Matt Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, back with our surprise guest of the All Ball Show. 2-year anniversary on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
Now, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Thursday, November 14th, 2024. The two-year anniversary show. Many thanks to Matt Flynn, our ongoing contributor and friend, for his takes on things. Always great to have a perspective from him. And making a rare appearance on the air is his annual appearance here on the show, our founder and CEO, owner of Civic Media, Sage Weil. Thanks, Sage, for coming on our two-year show.
Glad to be here. How you doing, Todd?
I am fantastic. It's always great when you were on last year, and I cannot believe here we are a year later.
Has it been a year? I think I've been on...
Well, under different circumstances, yes. But happy. Okay. These right. are happier circumstances, yes. You understand?
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's good to be here.
Well, first of all, it's great to have you here. We had a listener early on the show today that said, based on the election results, and there's a lot of takes out there. I know you're still going through your analysis of everything, but one of the things I think is emerging is that digital alternative media, good news sources, or a lack thereof, played a part in the results of this election. So someone asked, is there a chance, have you had inquiries of spreading Civic Media beyond Wisconsin, and could this be replicated in other states?
That's a multi-part question. So I guess the short answer is yes. Have had lots of conversations about replicating the Civic Media model in other places over the past year and a half. I haven't in the last week. I gave everyone a break over the weekend, and I haven't had that many conversations yet this week. But that is certainly always on my mind. But it's not. The first thing, I think the first thing is making sure that we are firing on all cylinders and being as successful as possible here in Wisconsin. And so that remains my primary focus.
And again, I mean, what's your take? I mean, you came from the digital IT world before you got into media. What's your take as just an observer of politics now, but also media? Mm-hmm. What's your take on... Was there a real role to play, whether it was Barstool Sports or Joe Rogan, on these digital platforms? In your opinion, did it really make a real difference in the outcome of this election?
Yes.
Yes. That's the short answer.
I think my hot take for the election is it's the media. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting if you look at the performance of the Harris campaign in all the swing states. Nationwide, there was a shift to the right, but in the swing states where the Harris campaign and the Trump campaign were competing, there was still a shift to the right, but it was not as far. So when the campaigns were actually competing head-to-head, the Harris campaign did better. And from what I've read, like that's really because Trump really didn't have a ground game. Mm-hmm. There was the people that I've talked to who are on the ground in Pennsylvania, in rural areas, like they literally didn't see a canvasser ever.
Wow.
That was on the Trump campaign. But I think the big takeaway for me from all this is that, in the old world, campaigns would spend $1 billion on TV ads, mm-hmm. and a little bit of radio ads around the edges, right? That no longer is enough. In every state in the country, Harris outspent Trump. And in every state of the country, there was still a shift to the right. Mm-hmm. And that's been sort of a structural problem for Democrats for more than a decade, where it's there've been diminishing returns on paid political advertising. And I think this is sort of, I don't know if it's the first time, but it's the first time in recent memory where it's like, it just hasn't been enough despite a significant advantage on the fundraising side. So I think probably like most of our listeners, hopefully that translates into maybe we won't see so many political ads and we won't be like inundated with like barrage here in Wisconsin. Living in a swing state is the worst, right? You have like outside political voting power, but there is a steep price to pay for that.
Yeah. And the fact that Wisconsin's the closest state of everybody probably means that we will be ground zero once again in 4 years.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, Wisconsin was an outlier, right? And I'm sure you've talked about this already, but nationally, there were fewer votes cast for Trump this year than in 2020, and even fewer votes cast for Harris than for Biden in 2020. That is not the case in Wisconsin. Turnout was up. Mm-hmm. The number one vote getter of all time in a presidential race was Trump. The second was Harris. The third was Biden in 2020. Yeah. And after that, I think it's Obama and whatever, 08 or something. I forget. But
yeah.
So something different happened in Wisconsin. People were more engaged. They turned out in a way that they didn't in other parts of the country. And so I think that's, I'd like to say that civic media had something to do with it, but certainly we can't claim all the credit. I think Ben Wickler was an amazing organizer here in Wisconsin. It'll be interesting to see what happens there.
And Trevi Olson, who comes on our show, has been part of presidential campaigns, has a great deal of respect for Ben Wickler and what he's done here. And that means a lot more to me than my opinion, because Trevi's done national politics, and I haven't.
Yeah.
Looking ahead, talking to Sage Weil, CEO and owner of Civic Media, looking ahead, Sage, to 2025, I've said this before on the air, said it last year when we were in this position for our one-year anniversary. The reason I came here and am so grateful for it, and thank you again for this opportunity, is because you said my main North Star directive was to tell the truth and do it with integrity. And one of the great things I love about it is you have me, a former Republican, you have Mark Becker, a former Republican, you have Scott Klug, still a Republican, a former Republican congressman, and then you also have people on our network that are more left of center. And I think to me, it's the difference of and unique voices that bring people in rather than just saying, oh, we're going to recreate Air America, be a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, there are many things that Air America did wrong, but that's not the model we want to.
I get it. But yes, yeah.
Absolutely. I think... I never want to be a shill for any political party, because I think that there are two fundamental problems that we need to fix in this country. One is that we have a two-party duopoly, and in every election you have two choices, and every issue somehow has to get coded into one of those two boxes. Mm-hmm. That's a recipe for just poor choices and poor outcomes. And it also is a recipe for polarization and, you know, us versus them and all those things that if you just code people into two camps, that's no good. And the second one is the economic reality, where we are living in an age where we have the highest level of wealth and income disparity in the history of the world. Mm. And people are understandably frustrated with the cost of living, and it's not surprising that they said something different.
Tom, listening to WAUK, says Civic Media made a huge positive difference in this past spring Supreme Court race. Sage Weil, thanks for this opportunity. Happy anniversary to you, our 2 year show. Thanks for coming on.
Congratulations. Thank you.
My pleasure. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Donald Trump's victory was in large part due to voters in rural areas like here in Wisconsin. Mike Moen reports.
While other contributing factors are discussed, a rural expert says it's clear longstanding political sentiments in smaller towns haven't changed. As the results from Tuesday night are examined, political analysts cite Trump's gain with Latino voters. Colby College's Nick Jacobs, who has written about rural issues, says the campaign also regained some ground in rural America that it had lost in 2020. Jacobs says if the media or political strategists try to again understand why these areas still largely back Trump, they have to resist preconceived notions.
We're going to see it again with these diner interviews, is that prior to even being interviewed, rural people were put into this prefabricated box. And the truth is that voters in rural places and urban places, they're complicated.
But Jacobs says Democrats should keep trying to produce local candidates who can relate to these voters, adding that having both parties find success in rural America is good for democracy. Jacobs says his research, along with separate polling, has shown that rural and urban voters often agree on certain issues.
Concerns about corporate monopolies, freedom within sort of the marketplace, whether that's for health care or reproductive rights. There are very few major policy issues that divide the two.
The Biden administration's big policy achievements, the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, have paved the way for a lot of rural investment. But Jacobs says many projects aren't shovel-ready yet and aren't likely to move the needle with rural voters hesitant to embrace them. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's not much left for Denzel Washington to achieve when it comes to his career. That is probably why he's mentioned retiring soon. The actor says he will star in the third Black Panther film. After that, he says he will do Othello and then King Lear and then hang it up. There is a lot of potential there to exit the business with a third Oscar for acting. Washington won Best Actor for Training Day and a Best Supporting Actor statue for Glory. Seems like he's really getting the hang of this acting thing. Fasten your seatbelts. There is a new Sexiest Man Alive for 2024, and his name is John Krasinski. The always humble Jim from The Office and star of A Quiet Place says when he got the news, he thought he was being punked. His wife, Emily Blunt, said if he won, she would wallpaper the house with magazine covers. Sounds like they have a busy weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Who gets to roll out a weeder? Yeah, who wants-
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Great Kenny Chesney song. Zomers and I say it frequently. We got to bring back Mimosa Fridays. I've gotten out of the habit of that. Kenny Chesney likes to say when they're on tour, they have Mimosa Sundays on the tour bus. And then they just are telling each other what they're grateful for. And at the end, they say, who lives like we do? We do. And they cheers. A little Mimosa. We'll bring back Mimosa. Maybe that in 2025, we're bringing back Mimosa Friday.
Is that our New Year's resolution? Our early resolution? Yes.
That's our new benchmark. We've been asked to do more bench. There. I've decided. There. See?
Mimosa Fridays. Do it every day.
Yes. A daily benchmark from weekly to a daily. Many thanks to Sage Weil, our CEO and owner, for he does not come on the air often. And he's fantastic on the air. I wish he did. I think he should come on more often.
And maybe that's something else that'll happen in 25.
Yes.
But, you know, he is a very busy guy. He's got a lot to take care of.
He's enormously busy, and we appreciate his time. And in all seriousness, thank you to him.
Yes.
Because without him, I would not be here. You would not be here. This network would not be here. It was his real vision and leadership that has gotten us to where we're at and continues to do that. So many thanks to Sage for that. 36 past the hour of 1 o'clock. L.A. Tom still hanging around? We'll check it out. L.A. Tom up there in beautiful Los Angeles, California. L.A., thanks for hanging on. What say you?
Hey, Todd. First off, congratulations on your second year.
Thank you so much.
That is incredible. Second, you have Paul as a call-up, and even Matt Flynn said that we needed more center-left or center-right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to understand what policies actually go with center left or center right, because to me, we need to move in an FDR direction. Mm-hmm. We need to move in a direction where people are talking about where they would like to see 90% or 80% of the people like to see a Medicare for all system, where they'd like to see the money out of politics, where they'd like to see Social Security and Medicare strengthened. Those are FDR-type policies that he did not finish up because he passed away. But we had a strong, thriving middle class up until really Nixon and Reagan. Mm-hmm. So we did have higher tax rates on the billionaire class. In fact, we didn't have any billionaires because after $3 million of those dollars, maybe 30 or 40 million now, but they were taxed at a very, very high rate, 90%. And, businesses had to reinvest in their businesses. So I'm really trying to understand, again, Civic Media, I'm trying to understand what they mean by center left and center right. Because it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. I think it's a great question, Tom. And I'll just be completely honest, I don't know that anyone has the 100% correct answer yet. Because I think that, Trigvi said yesterday on the show that he still considers himself a conservative. And I got thinking about, this is a great question for you, because I got thinking about this morning. And I thought, I'm 55 now. I can't believe that, by the way. I turned 55. Good Lord. Anyway, but if you ask a 25-year-old on the street today, what's a conservative? And you ask me what a conservative is, I bet you get two dramatically different answers. So I think you bring up a good point when folks say we'd be center left or center right or more centrist. In what era are we defining that term? And maybe the answer is not so much, as Trigvi says, a policy, but a narrative. And how we talk to people, how we talk with people. Are we talking with people? Are we listening? And what does a majority view on an issue hold? Right? I mean, are you still there, Tom? Hang on. Are you still on the air, Tom?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
And the thing I don't understand is, there was a reason, and I blame the Democratic Party for this as well, but there was a reason why FDR won four terms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a reason why it was that, you know, we had the strongest middle class, you know, from FDR to the 60s, 65. So I'm just not, I just think that, yeah, I think that's true. Maybe it's the way that we communicate about it. But I'll tell you what, by starving government, by starving we the people government, we have done nothing but fill a vacuum for big billionaire corporate money to come in and take over. And I would rather, honestly, I trust people that we can actually hold accountable without the money in politics, but where we can actually hold them accountable at the ballot box, the way it's supposed to work, and get them out of there, rather than having a private owner take over things on a larger scale. And we don't really have any recourse because they're private owners. So I have a real, I definitely want to consider, I definitely want to continue that type of conversation.
Yeah.
Because if we are supposed to understand people on the right, and if they're supposed to understand the people on the left, and if they're afraid of those labels, then I would like to know what policies actually go with this. And I think that that's why I like the selectacandidatequiz.com, which I hope that you still take.
Yes, I will. And I'm glad you brought that up, actually. Yeah.
Because it really makes sense.
Yep. No,
congratulations. I mean, honestly, I'm hoping that Trump does not do what he does. I am hoping and praying. I wasn't willing to take a chance on my rights and all of that. But a lot of people out there say, oh, he won't go that far. Oh, he won't do that. You know what? I just don't believe that. I believe he will. And I hope that I am wrong. I hope for all of you right-wing callers out there, I hope that you can prove me wrong by the actions that he actually takes. But I really don't think I am going to be proven wrong.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thanks so much. Thanks for your loyalty on the listener's side. Dave in New Berlin on the text line says, I think I have the right answer, Todd. You need to accept that good ideas come from both sides. You'll have a personal preference, of course, but you're not just team red or team blue. Now, I agree with you. I don't think that's pointed directly at me, but maybe. But regardless, I hope we've talked about in this program that there are good ideas that come from the Republican side, at least the traditional Republican side, and the Democratic side. I certainly believe that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go to Chad Holmes, the host of the wonderful Chad Holmes Show. You can listen to him every day between 8 and 10 up there at beautiful Bull Falls Radio in beautiful Wausau. Chad, always a pleasure. Thanks for calling in. What do you got?
Well, I just wanted to say happy birthday. Number two, I'm actually off this week, and I got to tell you, I was in the Chicagoland area. I drove down on Monday. I listened to Jane and you, and now I'm driving back, and I've been listening to Jane and you, and it's really, really good stuff. I got to tell you.
Well, you're too kind.
It's been a lot of fun. Well, the thing is, I needed to get away.
As well, I hear sure that.
Everybody, I tell you, by the time I left, I was about to jump off the tallest building in Wausau. I needed a little time because. Right. This is the only week, because starting next week, we get our winter sports going and all that good stuff. But I tell you, I've enjoyed listening to you both Monday and today. And I got to tell you, number one, getting stage on, I don't know how you do it, because I've never had that opportunity.
His office is about 20 feet from mine. That's how.
And by the way, you said if it wasn't for Sage, we wouldn't have anything. If it wasn't for Sage, I wouldn't have stocks.
Right? So yeah. You and me both.
But no, I just wanted to say that happy anniversary. I tell you as well, it's really been a joy listening the last. Because, you know, sometimes I have it on at work and doing work stuff, but driving and listening to, as you said, the different voices makes me think. And I think I hope it makes everybody else think as well.
Well, Chad, you're too kind. And again, I said this before on the air. I want to make sure I say it while you're on the air with me. You up in Wausau and Phil Nee at Richland Center, you two are some of not the hardest two working guys at Civic Media, because you're overseeing stations in Wausau and Richland Center, respectively. You have on-air shows. You have interview shows. Then you go out in the evening and you put in another 4 or 5 hours covering high school sports. And then you get up in the morning and do it all over. And you're working your tails off. And without people like you and Phil Nee, this company would not be half of what it is. So, Chad, congratulations to you. And I hope people, if you're not in the Wausau area, you can find Chad's show on the Civic Media app on WXCO Bull Falls Radio up there in Wausau. So, Chad, thanks for being part of the team. We appreciate you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you too, Todd.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Quickly off the text line on WMDX, someone says good ideas don't come from fascists. I would agree with that. I wasn't talking about the current iteration of the MAGA Republican Party when I said you can find good ideas on both sides. Retiring Wisconsin State Senator from Green Bay, Rob Coles, a great environmentalist, someone who, until Devin Lemieux, the Senate Majority Leader, took him off last term, oversaw the State Audit Committee. There's a guy that has some very good and reasonable ideas over the years.
Yeah, I think
that's what I'm talking
good
about.
Ideas on both sides is a historical and aspirational, not as much current
right.
thing.
Yes. David New Berlin says, no, that shot was not at you, Todd. You're my hero. I'm not sure about that, but thank you. Until I get to the liquor story. All right, very good. What else we got here on WMDX? Chad is a good man. So is Pat Kreitlow. 100% agree with that. We have Mary listening in Wauwatosa on WAUK. Mary, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi. Congratulations, Todd and Aaron. Great program in here. So, Todd, I appreciate your spirit, and I'm so glad that you came over to the proper side when you did. Aaron, you know, your promotion of the board game is really good. So, pre-election, I heard it expressed that the hope for the true Republican Party to regroup and survive was only possible for Trump to be defeated, and this unfortunately hasn't happened. So I want your opinion on, you know, the mega party is going forward. Where is the Republican Party, or is that defunct? Republicans like Liz Cheney, Paul Ryan.
Right.
What's your opinion on that?
As a former Republican, I appreciate the call, Mary, first of all. As someone who spent nearly 30 years volunteering and working in the Republican Party, I left in 2011 because I could kind of see the writing on the wall. I left as regular listeners of this show know, because I was witness to voter suppression efforts by the Wisconsin State Senate and legislature, some of which came to pass. And then in 2016, I literally saw it played out with one of my young employees, a young Latino guy, who was not able to vote that election, not because he was undocumented, but because they made it so difficult for him to get the proper Wisconsin IDs that it prevented him from voting. And he was exactly as a young Latino man who wanted to vote for Bernie Sanders in the 2016 primary. He was exactly the profile of the person that Republicans in the state Senate wanted to keep from voting that I witnessed. And that's why I left. And that was 2011. I've said it leading up to the election. I maintained that. That wasn't, as Joe Biden says, that wasn't hyperbole. Not kidding around. I believe, as a person who gave a lot of their life to I'll call it the former Republican Party, the party of Lincoln, that party is dead. It's gone. And I don't know that it will ever come back. And as Stuart Stevens, a longtime national strategist for Republicans, and now a member of the Lincoln Project, as he has said, and important to preface it with the phrase metaphysically, or the word, or not metaphorically, pardon me, metaphorically speaking, that Republican Party has to be politically, metaphorically speaking, burned to the ground and start over. And it essentially has. I mean, even if some of these nominations by Trump get through, you can't look back and tell me that actual real Republicans would have voted for this stuff. So we have to move on. Gonna give you some hope when we come back on our 2-year anniversary of the show, along with Zommers. Who lives like we do? We do on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Brittany Merlot, it's time for a little weather and wine.
If you're a weather nerd like me, I know Jane, you are.
I like the weather.
Do you know what Coco Raz is?
What?
Coco Raz. COCORAHS. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. You can actually help us meteorologists. All you do is put a rain gauge outside, and this is how I tell you guys how much rain Wisconsin got.
That sounds so Coco Raz.
It's a Coco Raz kind of moment.
Yeah. Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock, coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon your station that you're listening to across Civic Media, across the great state of Wisconsin, or perhaps around the world on the Civic Media app. And then after some weather, some local sports with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. It is the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon. From 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn, make sure you join her. And then from 4 until 6, Dom Salvia with Dom Salvia Show. And then from 6 until 8, Pete Schwabe with the Pete Schwabe Show. No, it's Nightlight. Nightlight is Pete Schwabe's show. Then we have Rick Smith Across America. And, of course, Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pilot. Another great lineup here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Some breaking news via Axios. As we talked about yesterday, Marco Rubio has been nominated by Donald Trump to be the next Secretary of State. Now, according to Axios, breaking this hour, Senator Rick Scott, Republican of Florida, hang on to your hats and hallelujahs, has talked with RNC co-chair Lara Trump. Remember, it's not Laura, it's Lara. Lara Trump about her interest in filling the seat set to be vacated by Senator Marco Rubio and is now pushing for her selection, he told Axios. Scott brings a Florida angle to a broader MAGA push to install a Trump in the Senate. Quote, I hope that's exactly who Florida Governor Ron DeSantis picks, Scott said, of President Trump's daughter-in-law.
Do you remember what Marco Rubio said in 2016?
Which was part? What do you got?
I can play it if you want.
Sure, give it to us.
The stakes are giving control of the party of Lincoln and Reagan, of the conservative movement, and ultimately of the United States over to a con artist. That will not happen. I make this promise to you today. I will do whatever it takes. I will campaign as long as it takes. I will stay in this race as long as it takes. Donald Trump, a con artist, will never get control of this party.
And he goes on to say, you know, we can never allow a con artist to get access to the nuclear codes, et cetera.
That is until he offers me 30 pieces of silver.
Then it's all good.
I think we're going to end up with some hope here. But to finish up the thought before the break, caller asked me as a former Republican until 2011, if I thought the party could ever come back and recover. I just don't. I think that party, the party of Lincoln and Eisenhower, even Reagan, is gone forever. And what you saw there, Marco Rubio, who you might have thought in 2016 was of that party, and maybe he was, I don't know, in his heart. But closer to home, if you look at people like former Governor Tommy Thompson, who I've known since he first ran when I was a kid. You look at other people in state Republican Party politics who not only endorsed but worked for Donald Trump in Wisconsin. There are people who just, it's the old parable, it's biblical. 30 pieces of silver. Whether it was access or power, or now they want positions of money out in D.C. And that's enormously sad to me as a former Republican. But we can't sit around and cry over spilt milk. We got to move forward. The megaverse will continue to claim a broad mandate for all its policy ideas. But keep in mind, there is bipartisan dislike for many of the ideas in Project 2025. That's why Trump denied Project 2025 was in his agenda. And keep in mind as well that the popular vote outcome last week was the closest, as Sage said earlier, since 2000. Far from a mandate. In 2024, we've seen a global wave of voters kicking out incumbents based on dissatisfaction with the economy more than a rejection of ideology. Looking ahead to 2028, the presidential race will be open. No incumbent on the ballot. And I know there are caveats, but let's look past those right now. So if you disagree with last week's election outcome, consider this fact. Since 1900, the out party, the party that does not control the White House, has won 8 of the 11 elections without an incumbent president on the ballot. The last time, George H.W. Bush defeated Michael Dukakis in 1988. So there's that. Very quickly, Troy Mount Horeb. Troy, you got about 40 seconds. If you can fit it in, please go right ahead. Troy, if you're there, go ahead.
Hello?
Yep. You're on.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well, hey, Troy. If you can get it in quickly. Thank you.
I just wanted to say congratulations. It was great meeting you, and you guys do a wonderful job, and it's good that you're here.
Well, hey, we appreciate you so very much. And again, it was a pleasure to meet you and your wife as the winners of our Brewers Just a Bit Outside giveaway. Speaking of that, there's going to be news soon. We're going to have them back on the air. It's looking like Just a Bit Outside, the movie about the Brewers 1982 World Series run, may be coming to streaming and even DVD.
I believe one of their tweets recently said it is. Soon, just with no details yet.
No details yet. So hang on. We'll bring those details. Look, it's been an absolute pleasure these last 2 years. And for a guy who started in radio and then got into politics and never thought I would get a shot to get back in this. And 2 years ago, when Sage offered me this opportunity, I went to Richland Center, and my longtime friend of 38 years, Phil Nee in Richland Center, he goes, "Well, they say you never forget your first love. And radio was always your first love." And he was right. Thanks to Phil Nee for his friendship and his mentorship. Thanks to Sage Weil for this opportunity. Thanks to Aaron Zommers, our great producer, all these 2 years. Here, Mr. Zommers, is to another year. A trip around the sun. Who lives like we do?
We do.
We do. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you so very much. We'll be here, God willing, if the waters don't rise, for another year. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no, right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.